N4ZLK, Shane here.
And what's up?
4ZLK.
KR4ACR, sorry. N4ZLK. Hey, Terry.
About forgot me, huh?
No, no. I heard you today. I was busy doing stuff. I had the HT on out in the yard. Heard you guys talking.
Sounds like you've been busy.
It's been pretty busy. I don't know how I had time to work.
Glad you could work this in.
I'm getting back at it. Just kidding. How have you been doing?
Just stressed to the max, one day at a time.
I'm sorry. But anyway, I don't know what I can do about it.
No, it's just one of those things we're having to work through. Eventually, it'll get better.
In for you.
Just keep on working, because I don't know how to work on the house.
Yeah, I paid to have some stuff done, but some of it I can do a little bit, so that's what I'm doing. But the nice thing is I haven't really been rushed at it. I've been able to, you know, it's not like I've had to do it over the weekend and try to get it all done. So I've been able to take my time and do a little better job.
Yeah, that's always nice. Work at your own pace.
Right. Nobody cracking the whip over me right now anyway.
Well, I keep talking about how quiet the repeater's been, and that's true.
I have to say, I don't think it was just all me and Patrick. There are some other people that aren't on there anymore or haven't made a showing lately either. I don't think Patrick and I talked that much, did we?
No, I wasn't suggesting that. I was just saying people keep talking about the repeater being quiet.
I got just a couple of motor mouths. KN4VWA. How you doing, Shane?
Steve. Steve's the one that used to be on here more. I don't know if you've met Terry. Terry, KR4ACR. He lives over in Moore. I guess he's at home now. Terry, say hello to Steve.
Good evening, Steve. How are you, sir?
Hunter and I don't check anymore, so I just try to get along a little bit every day. Well, I just wanted to jump in and say, hey, yeah, I'm one of those that says there's not many people on the repeater during the day anymore. That's for sure. I haven't heard you around there, Shane.
Hey, retired a little bit earlier than I thought I was going to from UPS. So about 3 weeks ago, I hung it up, and I've been doing stuff around the house right now. Looking for my next adventure.
Voluntarily, I hope.
I was. Earlier than I thought, but they made me an offer and it was worth it. So, there. I decided to go ahead and do it.
Well, I hope that's going to work out for you. But I'll tell you one thing. I know about the transition to retirement, brother, and it's. Sometimes it's, very interesting. Listen, I'll get out of y'all's way. I'm not going to hog up the airways. Terry, nice to meet you. And y'all have a good evening. And Shane, I hope to catch you on there sometime. KN4VWA, 73, so I'm gone.
I hear you again. Take care. N4ZLK.
I mean, you're through working on the house now.
I hung it up about 3 o'clock today. I finished the front door, second coat of stain on the front door and the trim around it. And I'm not planning on doing anything else for the weekend on the house anyway, except maybe cut the grass.
That's what I figured. It's probably a little too late to be doing outside stuff.
I don't want it. And the bugs are big at nighttime. If I leave the floodlights on, those bugs are huge.
It don't matter what. I got a granddaughter. She could spot a bug that was smaller than a needle. Head of a needle.
Had it next week sometime. I'm waiting on a lumber, Tidewater Lumber and Molding to call me about some cedar posts that they were supposed to get in on Wednesday for me. They're going to trim up square up one end of them. So hopefully they'll have them ready by Monday or Tuesday.
It's something to look forward to.
Trying to gauge how heavy they're going to be. Cedar is not a real heavy wood, but they are going to be 10 feet long and 8 by 8, so that shouldn't be too bad. I think I can handle them by myself.
I thought they said it was going to rain at some point this week.
But there were some thunderstorms going around this afternoon. I could hear the thunder in the distance, but we never got any.
Seems one afternoon it rained a little bit, but not enough to matter.
Tuesday, it might have been cloudy with a little sprinkling. I worked outside then too, but thinking I would get caught in a little bit of rain, but it never did after the morning shower or during the night. I woke up and it was wet.
Yeah, well, if it rained, the grass would be growing.
Something to do. It's either too dry or too wet, too cold, too hot. Just got to make do with what we have.
Exactly right. Well, Shane, I'll let you go. What time is it? It's not quite time for the net. I just heard you holler at somebody. I hadn't spoke to you in a while, so I thought I'd shout.
I don't know if I was imagining it or not, but I thought I heard Rylan throw his call out there. But anyway, I was going to say hello to him, but thanks for the call. We'll talk to you later, Terry. I got to get some paperwork done here. KR4ACR and 4ZLK.
And 4ZLK, this is KR4ACR, be clear.